Judge Richard Posner authored the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that upheld Indiana's voter ID law, and the U.S. Supreme Court followed suit a year later. But Posner turned heads in a book released last year, writing, quote, "I plead guilty to having written the majority opinion in the Indiana case," calling voter ID, quote, "a type of law now widely regarded as a means of voter suppression rather than a fraud prevention." Ohio State University election law expert Daniel Tokaji says it wasn't necessarily a change of heart by Posner.
His point was that the evidence that the court had before it when it decided the Indiana case several years ago was quite limited.
Tokaji says the evidence in Wisconsin's lawsuit is much more detailed, with the factual record of residents who contend voter ID will prevent them from casting ballots. He says Wisconsin's case also raises different issues.
In addition to the constitutional claim that was present in Indiana, we've got a claim of race discrimination under the Voting Rights Act that was not before the court at the time that it decided the Indiana case. So these are really two different cases.
For Posner to get another crack at voter ID would require the entire Seventh Circuit to take the rare step of hearing an appeal of Wisconsin's lawsuit. A three-judge panel heard arguments 2 weeks ago and reinstated the law for November's election. If the full Seventh Circuit were to take the case, Tokaji says he sees no need for Posner to recuse himself. Plaintiff's attorneys agree. The Wisconsin Department of Justice had no comment. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.